There's something interesting happening with the job numbers. And Wall Street is shaken right now, but they're not really putting that information out. As the stock market hits higher highs, there are some people that I believe that are very smart, very intelligent, that are worried about the facts of what's happening in our economy versus what people think are the truth with reports, primarily in the job numbers. Now, I'm going to read two stories right now, and they paint very different pictures. See, yesterday a story came out on CNBC, and it states right here, the delayed January jobs report will be released Wednesday, which is this morning, right now. And here's what to expect. And there's a very important line in this key point. And then the jobs numbers just came out, and the stocks right now, as of the recording of this, are jumping because it says that jobs are much better than expected. They just came out. The list just came out. Check this out. For yesterday's story, it says here, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will also report its final benchmark revisions for payrolls going back 12 months from March of 2025. That could erase most gains for this period. I haven't even read this jobs report yet. It's obviously so amazing that the stock market's going up. But what we've seen for 2 years is revision after revision after revision of bad numbers. You're being completely lied to if you are looking at the current numbers, whatever Wall Street puts out, whether that be inflation or if it's jobs. There's so many more things that are being fluffed up. And I can't seem to feel like we are sitting right at the end of a bubble that's about to pop, just like the Roaring 20s, which again started from the Depression of 1920 and the Spanish flu and a bunch of money printing. We are repeating history over and over. So let's see the current job report and see what has come out, because yesterday they were talking about the revisions. So it says here, currently, U.S. payrolls rose by 130,000 in January, which is more than expected. Unemployment rate is currently at 4.3%. Now, the unemployment rate has been ticking up ever so slightly. And I think it's very important to note that the government now tallies unemployment and the jobs numbers differently than it did during the Great Recession. It says here the job growth was stronger than expected in 2026, providing some relief concerns about the state of the U.S. labor market. Now, I did a story the other day how job cuts are at the highest rate since January of 2009. Leading the pack is UPS and other companies due to the Amazon slow downfall because people are spending less money. It said here, the non-payroll increased 130,000 down for January compared to, again, the downwardly revised growth of 48,000 in December. It says the unemployment rate edged lower to 4.3. Now, this is breaking news. That's all they wrote in this. This is breaking news. So the stock market is pumping, but I believe that we are going to see more and more. I mean, think about it right here. It says it. Non-farm payrolls this month increased to 130 compared to the downwardly revised growth of 48,000 in December. They're showing you right there. Last month was worse than we told you, but this month is great. And next month they're going to come back and say, this month is great, February, but January, we lied to you. Here's the numbers. I cannot get over that people can't understand this. It happens month after month for the last couple of years. Hey, as much as I like seeing the current White House structure in place, because I think it is way better than what we could have gotten, obviously. We have a personality in the White House right now that will stop at nothing to inflate the economy at the cost for our future because they are so concerned about getting themselves reelected. Not the actual person, but I'm talking about the party. We have got some serious trouble ahead because eventually that bubble bursts. And right now our stock market is completely held up by a handful of stocks that own approximately 30% of the value of the stock market indexes. On top of that, we have a bubble in a sector called AI that at any moment can pop. This reminds me of what happened with a few people that warned weeks, if not about months before the crash of 1929. And the stock market holds so much weight when it comes to all asset classes because a majority of everybody's money is in the stock market. And that is why it is so vital to be on guard, to be getting out of debt as much as possible, being completely equally weighted in multiple asset classes. Gold and silver did not save anyone during the recession as the stock market was falling in 2007 and 2008. It did not help anyone last week as the stock market was falling. Cryptocurrency will not save you when the stock market is falling. The only thing that helps you when a stock market is falling is cash. And a lot of people out there run around with the cash is trash, but just so you know, the people that say that do sell you products based on the theory of you running out and investing. I sell products. I sell products to educate people, to get them to understand the value of having a specific amount of cash during very hard times. You see, social media likes to tell you about the aftermath of a crash when a currency collapses. But the US dollar is in a place that none of those prior currencies that collapsed are in. And that is, a majority of world trade is still done in this currency, and it never turns overnight. Yet people look back on specific time periods and they pick those time periods to build a narrative around. In the beginning throes of a downturn, fiat currency becomes very strong. And we saw that on a very small time horizon, time period last week, when everything was coming down. Stocks were falling a little, crypto was falling a lot, gold and silver was falling a lot, oil was falling a lot, all precious metals, all of those things were falling a lot. The stock market was falling a little. I hope you understand what's going to happen when the stock market falls 5% in a day. That's why it's important to weigh all of your options and have an equal footing or an equal distribution or pairing of currency of US dollars along with your other assets. Back in December and January, I said something had changed. I was seeing the downturn of a couple different asset classes, and I said, I think we're going to see things go lower. I'm moving 50% of my portfolio into cash. Just last Friday was the first time I pulled the trigger like a sniper because of the daily drop, and I knew I was going to try and take advantage of a dead cat bounce. 85% of the time, it works every time. And thank heavens that day it did. But I only bought an asset that if I was stuck holding it, I knew over the long term, it would go up eventually. I know that may sound really bad, but those are the odds that we play every day with financial instruments. During a bull run, anyone and everyone feels like a rock star. It's like anything you touch turns to gold. And the problem is, we start to think during a bull run that it's us that does it. Really, it's not. A lot of it is down to sheer luck. I think these are very serious times. And I believe, like I said, for the last couple of months, I believe that February is going to be full of turmoil. You know, we also have a blood moon coming. What is it? March 3rd, I think it is. And I believe we don't see the next blood moon until a Shemitah year, which is 2028. And if you want to talk percentages, the percentages show that during blood moons on specific days of the year, it has more probability of a stock market downturn or bad times than good times. And I play the odds. When in all reality, that's what it comes down to. I personally, and I'm just curious with a vote from you right now, type yes or no if you feel the same, like something's not right, something's about to give. And it doesn't mean go out and panic and sell everything you've got, especially at losses. That's not what you do. That's why you always have a cash allotment. But it also means that if, and just curious, I'm curious how many of you think that. Yes or no? Do you think that this next month or 2 months, we're going to have some rocky stuff? I believe that you're going to see a black swan. I believe that it is so easy at this point, and the numbers show with thin trading, light, low margins, jobs being lost, and reports like this that are starting to lose ground with Wall Street, because a lot of people on Wall Street watch social media also. They're also looking for other answers and consensus. AI right now is studying the comment section in this video and other videos, trying to gain consensus, and they're also finding out which comments are real and which comments are created by AI. A lot of people don't know that's even happening right now. It's not a thing yet until it hits the news, and then they're going to realize what's really happening. Right now, the Dow is up, the futures, 200 points. It's nothing. That's nominal. It's not even 0.5%. But what happens when the Dow turns negative 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5%? What if we get close to correction territory of 20% in the Dow? Right now, that would be about a 10,000 point loss. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. The White House is going to authorize and is going to push Congress to print, baby, print. To hide things, to come out with great things. Do you know half of the things that the president says right now to try and boost the economy, he can't even do, but he yells it and says, we're doing this, even though it's not happening, and Wall Street follows. They go, well, that means Congress is going to let it happen or enact it. People on Main Street talk like the president just did something great for the economy and he didn't do anything. He just said, we're going to do this, and nothing changes. Yet the perception, because people don't understand, so they go back to their daily grind and they go take their money and they throw it into an ETF, which is an extremely dangerous situation. ETFs have created this carefree type of investing. This is not a joke. You need to pay attention to this. It's like, just throw it in and it's going to go up. Just throw it in and it's going to go up. It's diversified. It's low risk. And this is identical to what happened with the margin buying on Wall Street in the 1920s. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The amount of margin debt is going up higher and higher. If October 10th taught you something when it came to the crypto crash and the amount of margin debt that was wiped out, and there's still a lot out there, there's still some left. And I believe there's another shaking in the crypto markets coming because of the amount of margin that's being used. I'm seeing institutions pick up things, like when XRP's volume raised 2,800%, and the price didn't go up or down. That was because on-chain purchases were made, massive purchases from exchanges to institutions. You're seeing that cycle flip, and retail's going to be shaken out once again. It's more evident in crypto because crypto companies are more volatile because they don't have earnings calls that are out there in front of the public eye. That is what separates it. Crypto, you can make a ton of money, but you can lose money just as fast if you don't take your profits. Right now, today, just based off of that jobs number and the little bit of euphoria, the Dow is up 0.5%. Bonds are up nominally too, meaning that people are exiting bonds and they're going slightly risk on for the day. Oil right now is up 2%. Gold is up almost 1%. Silver's up almost 5%. And crypto is still down. Crypto, I believe, is your leading indicator of all markets. That's why when it tanked in October because of China dumping into the Binance system and being able to take that down. And that's been proven already. China leading the pack on bringing the price of silver up and then smacking it down through some of its firms, leading the way in gains on shorts as it dumped. And right now we are in a trade war and a full-blown economic currency war with China. These are extremely volatile times, and they need to be treated as such. I'm going to end the sale, just, you know, on the precious metals tax course and the crypto tax course soon. So if you want it, links down below. But please be concerned and take heed of a warning that someday there's going to be a downturn. And if you are in profits in anything, don't be afraid to pull back your initial seed money. Yeah, you're going to have to pay the taxes. Paying taxes mean you're winning, just, you know. Winners pay tax, and not because I like paying tax. It means that you made money, so a small portion of that gain gets to be paid in tax. If you think the opposite, more than likely, you don't have a lot of money because you're holding yourself back mentally. And if that pisses you off, this is definitely not the channel for you. I'm not being mean. I'm being honest. There's a reason why there's 1% of the population that are wealthy and 99% of the people that are slaves running back to the man to go trade their time for money. That is the truth. If you want to break out of that system, you want to get over here, start thinking like a winner. If you are up in something, you should consider, when are you pulling back your initial precious seed capital? And yes, you're going to have to pay tax on your winnings. Even Jesus said it to the Pharisees about paying tax. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and then give God to what is God's. This is not a joke. If you want to start winning, you got to go win. Take the sale. Feel the energy that pulses through you because you just, for the first time possibly, won. I learned this very late in life. It wasn't until 2017 that I really learned from my investments what it felt like to take the win and pull back my initial seed investment in whatever it is, stocks, bonds, crypto, precious metals, it doesn't matter, real estate, to pull it back plus some, which meant that no matter what the asset did, it could climb 1,000,000% or it could collapse to nothing, I won. And that means you would win. And yes, you got to pay the tax, which means you won. And now you have more money after you pay the tax from the initial seed money and the capital to go do it again and again and again. Don't be fooled. People are being hypnotized by AI channels that are getting more and more real. Everything on Facebook, YouTube, it's turning into complete fake crap. They're using tonality to lure you in like a hypnotist. This is really happening. Soothe, calming words, telling you of something coming, and then join my WhatsApp group. You watch how many people are about to be destroyed and robbed because of a hypnotist that's sitting behind an AI bot. It's going to get scary. And if you think this is nuts, how realistic it is right now, give it 3 or 4 more months. You know, the term know thyself has never been more important than today. You are being led down a rabbit hole of lies and deception that are wrapped up with enough truth to make it believable. If this makes sense to you, type amen, because this is not a joke. You need to know yourself. You need to have your limits set up so you're not conned. You're not conned by somebody down in the comment section, even of these videos, trying to sell you on some crypto that's a complete rug pull. Some fake channel that's using videos like mine to clip them together and make it look like it's my channel. It's not. I made a post on my post section, my community section, about 4 or 5 posts ago. Take a look at it, where I screenshotted a fake channel putting together shorts with my videos, making it look like a crypto that I talked about way early in the cycle last year is going to boom tomorrow. And go read the comments of the fools that think that's my account when I'm clearly saying this is not me. I can't get them taken down. We are in dark times. And just so you know, there's programs already built with AI agents to completely smash my post inside my own post with comments to make it look like it's my channel. We are in some very serious dark times. This is why I brought up the Antichrist spirit. If you ever wondered in the Bible why it says that even the elect will be deceived from the Antichrist, it's because of pure propaganda. People are going to be someday so deceived because they're going to hear one voice so many times, and it's going to be so alluring and make so much sense, and it's going to tickle their ears, and it's going to use current trends and current emotions to suck people into believing that that voice is the truth. Well, then start looking at the current state of AI right now and how fast it's grown. This is not a joke. This next downturn in markets are going to be the most amazing opportunity for you to make money ever in history, because you're going to be able to buy low and sell rocket ship highs. Because if you think that drill baby drill was the theme, it's going to be print baby print, and everyone's going to be euphoric because they're going to be given a little bit of money like during COVID. But those that buy the assets really cheap during this next whipsaw or bullwhip effect or whatever you want to call it, are going to be stupid wealthy. I hope you got something out of this. The Economic Ninja is out. Oh, I'm going to put a link to my newsletter as well, so that you always get, and sometimes people have a hard time getting the newsletter, but 90% of the time they're getting all the videos each week. That's the only reason we did it. The Economic Ninja is out.